This is North Shore Today for Friday, February 9, 2018, brought to you by the Institution for Savings. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, a business has come forward and announced its plans to open a retail marijuana shop on Highland Avenue in Salem, but only if the city expands its options for recreational pot shop zoning. The city council was fighting over changes to the city's recreational marijuana sales ordinance on Thursday night as the Salem News went to press. The conversation followed an earlier recommendation from the planning board to allow sales on an individually approved basis in several businesses and industrial zones. The discussion mostly focused on allowing or prohibiting on-site consumption of marijuana and whether to allow sales in B1 zoned areas represented by small neighborhood mom-and-pop stores and B5, the city's downtown region. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca.
The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, today we have two stories from the town of Nahant. And, no surprise, they both involve the ocean. Bill Newell explains.
Rick, our first story involves Northeastern University. And Bridget Turcotte writes the story on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn. Plans for the expansion of the Northeastern University's Marine Science Center will be revealed at a meeting at Nahant Town Hall on Thursday night at 7:30. Quote, we're going to try to work together on this, said the chairman of the Board of Selectmen, Enzo Burrell. A lot of people are really upset. Nahant is small. We can't handle something like that. Director Jeff Trussell will present preliminary plans for a new research and teaching building that will be constructed behind the existing facility. But he said he's sure residents will want to hear about the proposed seawater intake project. The university withdrew its proposal to dramatically increase seawater intake for research last week when it was met with strong opposition from residents and, importantly, from fishermen. The other story from Nahant was written by Adam Smith, and it involves a Peabody polar plunge. It seemed like a good idea at the time, Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt said, just before plunging into the icy waters off Short Beach in Nahant yesterday. Betancourt, Peabody Police Chief Thomas Griffin, and Sergeant Thomas Harkins took the polar plunge Thursday afternoon as part of a fundraising effort for Cops for Kids with Cancer. Harkins, along with fellow Peabody police officers Justin Cecil, Taryn Brotherton, Jonathan Blodgett, Michael Betancourt are running in this year's Boston Marathon with a goal of raising $50,000 as a team for the nonprofit. Thursday's polar plunge was the result of Harkin's efforts to kickstart the fundraising efforts. More on both of these stories in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn at itemlive.com. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News, soon-to-be Superintendent Kara Murtaugh is already preparing to assume her new role this summer in Peabody. Murtaugh is now reviewing 22 resumes for the assistant superintendent position. Once she narrows it down to one, she'll recommend her choice to the school committee, which will set a salary for the position that was advertised at $120,000 to $140,000. The committee recently set Murtaugh's salary at $185,000, effective July 1. Her three-year contract includes health insurance, a $300 per month mileage stipend, and 25 vacation days, though it hasn't been officially signed. Murtaugh has been the city's assistant superintendent for the schools since 2012. She's worked in the Peabody school system since 1997 and has more than 10 years of experience as principal and assistant principal at the Thomas Carroll Elementary School and as a classroom teacher. More on this story in today's Salem News. The Daily Item is reporting that a Winthrop man was arraigned Thursday in Chelsea District Court on 7 counts of distributing Class B cocaine and 1 count of trafficking Class B cocaine after an ongoing investigation led by the Revere Police Narcotics Division with the assistance of Winthrop Police and the Suffolk County Sheriff's Department. 61-year-old Peter Deegan was arrested Wednesday in Revere. A search warrant executed at his residence in Winthrop yielded more than 2 kilos of cocaine, which were seized along with materials used for the packaging and distribution of narcotics. In addition, a large cache of money, which totaled more than $725,000, was recovered. Revere Police Chief James Guido was quoted as saying this case was part of a larger investigation conducted by the Revere Police Department. Operation Waterfront was established to target narcotics dealing in local bars in the Shirley Avenue and Revere Beach area. The operation will result in the prosecution of an additional 5 defendants who were involved in the trafficking and distribution of narcotics in Revere. More on this story in today's Item Live. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.